Oh, okay.
All right, are we live?
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Advice Show on Blog Talk Radio, the up and coming hottest show on the internet with your host, Philip. I appreciate everybody listening, all my people from YouTube, Facebook, and all my people who follow me on Twitter. Now, on to the show. Hope you call in, hope you engage. Chat room is always open. Show now on.
All right, welcome everybody. Got a show tonight, as you can see the topic, why is interracial dating so controversial? And so I saw a video by actually a longtime subscriber that was commenting a lot on my channel, and she actually started making videos, and I was like, I heard her opinion. I said, I like this opinion. I like the approach. So I'm going to go ahead on and introduce Miss Latina Loca. How you doing?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, so what got you to start that topic on that particular video that you did?
Well, my topic, because I've been dealing with a lot of stuff like that. Like, people always want to criticize, and then I be seeing, like, stereotypes, and, like, I don't fit no stereotype. I never fit in no box, so I was thinking, you know, I should, like, you know, I was different. I think you should just put yourself out there, you know? So, like, you know, but people are still going to talk shit regardless. So I just really don't care what people think. But it's good to, like, you know, let people know that, you know, not everybody's on, you know, the same.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, of course, nobody's the same. Like I said, if you ain't got the same Social Security number, well, sure, you're definitely not the same. But where do you think, personally, all this controversy has stirred from originally? I mean, I have my opinion, but what's your opinion?
Yeah, how it started, I mean, well, yeah, a long time, like, you know, with, like, how it started, like, I think, like, it's different, like, with, I really don't understand, like, why, like, there's so much issue with it, like, with a Mexican community and, you know, black community. I understand, like, with white, it's, like, it's really uncomfortable because of the history, right, you know, with slavery and stuff like that. And Emmett Till, you know, and, you know, all that other stuff that happened. But, like, I don't know, people be stuck on the past sometimes. Like, I don't know why with Mexicans it's, like, it's, I don't know why with Mexicans it be like that. Vete pa allá. I'm sorry, that's my little brother. That's my little brother. Mira, vete pa arriba. I don't know, he just came out. I'm sorry about that. How it started, like, I mean, the controversy, like, just a lot of people just saying stuff, like.
Well, let me ask you another question. How do you feel when somebody get at you about your dating choices?
I really don't like when people be getting at me because they don't know me. And, like, this is judgmental stuff because I hate being compared. Like, to some chicks you've seen, like, on YouTube and stuff, like, that, you know, them really dumb chicks that only, you know, they only date outside their race for the wrong reason. Like, just so they could get laid and stuff like that. Like, other reasons and stuff. Like, or comparing me to, like, chicks that's gold diggers. And, you know, just all that negative stuff. Like, I hate being compared to that. And, you know, people tend to say stuff. And it's really disrespectful because you don't know the person, you know. But it's so many people that act that negative way. So it's kind of hard to, like, let people know that you're not like that, you know. But it's really annoying when people say stuff like that.
Well, you said that people do things for the wrong reasons. What is your list of wrong reasons?
I mean, like, what are the wrong reasons?
Yeah, in your mindset, what is the things that you see, like, you know, they doing this for the wrong reasons? What do you identify?
Yeah, I mean, like, just for sex, like, you know, like, the myth, you know, like, they just going to get in because he got a big dick, or the swag. Like, it's just so petty reasons, like, you know, like, this one video that came out with these four white girls, that the 9 minutes, all they talked about was how they dance and the swag, and they keep saying the swag, and then just, like, you know, the, of course, you know, they were hinting the dick, right? But I think that's so ridiculous, though. I mean, they, it's just, and then, like, it's just, people think that every person that's not black is like that, and the reason why they go out with a, you know, black guy is because of that. And, I mean, that's really annoying, because I can't stand chicks like that.
Yeah, they out there, and I mean, and really, you know, it's like, I'm just telling you straight up as a man, if a woman like that approach you, you're gonna knock it down. I'm just being straight up honest with you. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing for you, you know, and
right.
Hey, I mean, you're offering it, you're going to take it. But the deal is, like I say, because I'm going to come with my opinion here, but I'm waiting to let you do yours, because I'm going to talk on the black community aspect. Just today, actually, I didn't know you did this video saying that you wasn't going to bash Mexican guys, which I haven't heard you bash no Mexican guys. But why do you...
I'm sorry.
No, well, the reason why I was asking that question is because, you know, like, that's the same commentary a black man would get from, let's say, black women, saying, oh, well, you know, if you make any comments about black women, they're going to feel that, oh, you're bashing this because you're dating this other type of female. So
exactly,
you're getting the same thing.
You know what? It's the same thing, but people don't see how it's so alike. You know, they like to be stuck on color, you know. You're only going to relate to somebody if you're the same color as them, and that's not true. See, I did that video because, I mean, somebody on YouTube that I guess I'm cool with, right, they had inboxing me, and they said, oh, they thought I was going to go on this show and start bashing Mexican dudes, that they're this, they're that. He said, you know, not all of them are like that. I'm like, I know that. I never said all Mexican dudes. Like, I always, every time I do a video, I make sure I put most, like, you know, the biggest letters, big and bold, only most or some. I never say all of them. And, like, they just start, like, they inbox me that stuff. I'm like, I'm not bashing them. Like, then people come up with the conclusion that I'm praising black men and this and that. I never said that. See, you see how people just keep putting words in my mouth, you know? But
Welcome to doing YouTube videos. Because let me tell you something else about that, you know, with this situation. You're just making one opinion, and then, oh, you talking about all of us. Like, hold on, I'm talking about the people that exhibit that particular behavior. If it is
right.
Not you, I'm not talking about you. Why are you lumping yourself together with people I'm not even talking about? But see, you know, people hear what they want to hear. So,
so
it's going to be the same thing with you. They're going to hear what you want to hear. So you got to feel like, now you got to say, I'm not talking about all. I'm talking about some. That's so stupid.
Yeah, you
got to
say that like
20
times. You got to say that 20 times in one video. Or you
exactly.
Even got to put it on the description box. And somebody's still going to comment some stuff. And you got to, you know what? People just don't even listen. Like, they'll just comment. You could tell when somebody just put an ignorant comment, they don't even listen to what you're saying. Like, that should be annoying, but I really don't care. Because I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm standing for. So I don't got to worry about what they think.
Exactly. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Now I'm about to start talking. Look, have you noticed that the people that always got an opinion about, let's say, like, you know, because we can relate to this stuff, like the opposite sex of your own people group, do you notice the ones that got a problem with it never have nobody? You notice that?
Yeah, they ain't got nobody. Right.
Yeah, because it's like, why are you worrying about what I'm doing? And say, why are you worrying about what I do with, you know, my private parts, not to say another word because you're a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why are you worried about
it?
Because it's like, I'm not whatever I'm not doing with you, so what are you worried about it for? And then if you're worried about me and you got a female or whatever, or you got a dude or whatever, how it works out on a woman's standpoint, then I would say they'll start worrying about why you're worrying about that other person for it then, if you wouldn't
be
no life. With them.
They just got no life.
To me, it's a little bit more than that. It's like, I just my personal
thing. They mad. You know what? Let me tell you this. I think a few days ago, it's this YouTube dude. I don't know what's his name. I think his name was Young Brown and Gifted. And I remember his name because he commented so much on my stuff, like, and on the other stuff, like, everything. You know, he wrote paragraphs. Like, he wrote three paragraphs about how, black men are jealous of Mexican dudes because we get the pretty women and all this other shit. But at the same time, he was like, why don't you ever talk about when black dudes get mad when they see a Mexican dude with a black woman and this and that? Or, I don't know, he seemed real bitter. I'm like, you kind of salty right there. you know, you a little, you sound a little salty. Like, he wrote paragraphs. I was like, what the fuck? And then he started saying just a lot of bullshit, and everybody was just, like, just replying to him, like, you know.
I think that's the dude you talking about that spelled traitor wrong, and everybody was getting in at him about spelling traitor.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Fun of him.
Yeah, see, I don't type a whole lot of comments, but I read them. Don't think I don't read them. I just don't say a whole lot.
Yeah.
But I know
everybody was saying, "Oh, you spelled traitor wrong."
Yeah, you know, and but also, let me get to this point. Within the Mexican community, you had said that it accepts the white guy, but it won't accept the black guy.
Oh, you know what? That's true, though. Like, I'm going to be honest. I don't like it. I hate it. You know, I always, I've seen that, and I'm like, why is it that way? I mean, it's both interracial. Like, why is it more favorable if the white dude goes out with her? Because, I mean, and sometimes it don't work like that. Sometimes, you know, sometimes they don't like the white dude, but by the most part, it's more controversy if she's with a black dude for some reason. And I don't know, but I guess, like, you know how the media just make black people look bad? And I guess people, and it's mostly with, like, I guess Hispanic people that are not, like, they're just came from the country or whatever, or, like, they haven't been around black people, like, you know, people that's, you know, and stuff like that. So, like, I think that's where they, like, whatever comes out in the news and stuff, and since the media always like to make black people look bad, they going to start, like, generalizing them. You know, some of them, not all of them, because, I mean, my mom, she cool with it. Like, she don't got a problem with it. But I'm talking about, because I've seen it happen with other people. Like, they seem, or they'll just stay quiet about it. Like, they don't want to, like, they know they don't want their daughter dating a black dude or whatever, but they just kind of, like, I don't know, they on that down low stuff, and, you know, I'm just tired of that. I don't like that, and, like, it seemed like they'll rather, like, it'd be more, like, better if it's with the white dude than with the black dude. And I think that's the same with, like, Italian people, because I know a guy that's Italian and Mexican, and, you know, I was thinking, well, I thought Italians just stuck with their own race, because, you know, like, a lot of Italians, they don't like interracial. He said, oh, it's cool, you know, he said, it's cool if, you know, they get with a white dude or they get with a Mexican dude. Oh, well, a black dude? Like, oh, no. I'm like, you know, it doesn't make any sense. It's interracial either way. So why is it so much, it's so, like, you know.
That term, interracial, just get on my nerves. I'm going to tell you, now, I'm about to bring my opinion where all this controversy comes from. All this controversy comes from the white supremacy mindset that is the foundation of America, whether you like it or not. Now, I'm going to state this for anybody else listening. I have no hatred toward no people group. God made everybody the same. We all different shades. We all the same. We breathe. We eat. We want the same things, whatever. We may be different on some things, but we all the same with people. Okay? But I'm sorry. That division of, oh, well, I'm better than you because of my color, came from white supremacy.
It did.
In America, that's really where all of it comes from. And what I can't stand is minorities taking on that mindset of the white supremacist mindset. Oh, we're better because we are a different color. I'm like, hold on.
Right.
Because you're a minority in America. You all
are
the
same. I'm
thinking
that because they're closer to white. They think that they, like, closer to white. They think they count themselves as white. And I really hate that about some people in my community. And, you know, just as much as, you know, I guess the black community don't like the Oreos and, like, I guess the sellouts, the Uncle Tom's and stuff, you know. But that's the same thing with us. Like, you know, you got other people that just want to be white. And I don't want to bring race. I don't like generalizing people, like, acting white. Because, I mean, that's not a good way to describe somebody. But, I mean, like,
right. They
think that they're better than you because you're white, and, you know, some even count themselves as white. You know, like, I've seen this video just, like, earlier today, like, about, like, it was an experiment. It was these Mexican kids, right? They were asking them questions, and, like, there was a black baby, and it was toys, right? They were, like, little baby dolls. It was a black baby and then a white baby, and they asked them questions like, which one is prettier? A lot of them said the white baby. They pointed. There were kids. They were little kids. They were little Mexican kids, and they were pointing at the white baby. They said, why don't you like the brown one? He said, it's ugly. And, like, it's really sad that you're still, like, these kids were, like, 4 years old, and they were, you know, they were Mexicans, some of them. And it's really sad, but it proves that, like, in Mexico, like, most of the media is, like, they mostly portray the white-looking Mexicans. And I ran into an article on Yahoo or something, a question or article, like, a few months ago that said, does the Mexican soap operas nourish the stereotypes of Mexicans, right? Because, you know, you got all dark-skinned Mexicans and really light Mexicans. And it really does because, like, I've seen these soap. That's why I don't watch soap operas. I don't even watch TV. But, you know, every time I see them, I always see just a white Mexican, you know, like, the white Mexicans mostly get the better parts. And I was having a conversation with my uncle, and he was telling me about how it's true. Like real talk, when they're trying to look for actors and actresses to play a part, they choose color over talent. So you could be really talented, but if you're not light, you're not going to be the star. You'll probably be the maid. You're going to play as the maid. And it's always like that. I look at when I started looking at it differently, I'm like, that's exactly how it is. They always put the dark-skinned, you know, Mexican as the maid or this and that, or acting like they don't know what's going on, acting like they're making them look dumb. And, you know, and it's true, and I hate it. That's what I hate about, like, how it is in Mexico, like the media and stuff. Like, only the white, you know, with European features, you know, colored eyes, I mean, you know, get those parts. But then again, it's only 9% of Mexicans that's white with colored eyes and blonde hair and whatever. So I'm like, you know, but it is what it is. I hate it, but I really hate it. But at the same time, there's other Mexicans that, you know, the ones that live in them small towns, like, they try, when they come to this country, that's why I hate when people start talking about, like, oh, well, they trying to take our jobs and this and that. If you understand where they come from, because in Mexico, there's not a lot of jobs. The only people that get good jobs that could live over there is if you're rich. Like, if you're rich, you got, you know, if you're like a architect, or, you know, you got some big careers, but see, not everybody got that, like, it's hard to find jobs down there. I mean, at least over here, you could work at McDonald's or whatever, and people take for granted them jobs. But that's why people come over here for, you know, better opportunities and stuff like that. And, you know, people, I hate when they blame us for the welfare and stuff, you know, and you got other people taking advantage of that.
Sure, I was blaming Mexicans. I thought they blamed blacks. But I did a video a while back, and I showed that actually in the video by a link that I had, that it showed that actually it's more white people on welfare than
right.
black folks.
And you know what?
But, and it really makes sense because if you look at the numbers, it's the amount of black people in the United States of America don't equal the amount of white people. So the more people
exactly.
you have, that's the more people in a bad situation. That's the more people that's going to get on assistance. And it's only a problem when blacks get on it, Mexicans get on it. I notice they focus more on blacks than Mexicans.
Yeah, because they like to make us look bad. That's why.
Yeah.
They like to make us look bad, you know, with them stereotypes, you know. But that's true, though. Somebody had told me that, too. Like, there's more white people than black people and Hispanic people. So how are they going to tell us that all of us are on that when we're not even the same number of people?
Mm-hmm. But let me ask you another question. You had said in the video, your original video, that you know, basically, it tell you if you have a child with, you know, a black person, oh, you know, you're going to be, like, self-hating, or you're going to hate your own people if you do that. And
yeah,
you was kind of pissed
what?
Off about that. Now,
explain
to me why you're pissed off.
I'm pissed off because they don't know how I'm going to raise my kids. So how are you going to tell me how I'm going to raise my kids? I know I'm going to raise my kids to love both the sides, you know. You know the Mexican side and the black, their black side. Like, they gotta love both their sides. That's who they are, you know. And I get pissed off when I see some mixed kids. They hate their black side, or they hate they Mexican side, or the other side, whatever side they have, because that's really ugly, you know. And that's, I'm not gonna raise my kid like that, but because the majority of people that, you know, have the babies, you know, that's mixed, the majority of them, they hate their black side, and they start acting like, you know, white or whatever. Like, I don't like saying that term, but I don't know how else to describe it. But because a lot of them, they think that they're going to act white, or they're going to hate their black side, and or the man is self-hating, so he's going to have a baby with somebody that's not black so that their kids do not turn out black. And that's a stereotype, because me, that's not what I would do. And I'm sure that there's other people in this world that will feel the same way I do. Maybe other people do, because I don't think everybody is like that, you know.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this much: as black men are attacked a lot on their dating choices, and if you know we decide to even date a woman of a different race, no matter what race she is, we are called self-hating. We are called weak. Shoot, we're even called gay, and we have and we
what?
Got a woman. Yeah, oh yeah.
I never heard that.
Hey, look. Oh, you just don't pay attention to some things that go on with black men. But
I mean,
I do pay attention,
but like I didn't hear gay. I mean,
oh yeah,
because
I had a comment. Oh, I had a comment one time come at me and say, oh, 90% of the guys that date interracially, they weak and gay anyway. It's like, well, hold on, isn't they dating females? Like I said, I got a video coming on that too. I'm gonna address that too. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, we constantly are attacked. I mean, bad for our
and we have our reasons.
A lot of us have our reasons for why we choose to do that. Some of it could be the wrong reason. But to me, I can't tell somebody what's the right reason or wrong reason for dating a woman of a different race, because I don't have his story. Some of these brothers write me, okay, and tell me the things they have been through. How am I going to tell them anything when they've been, some of these brothers have been through some hell with some of these females. I'm like, wow, I'm shaking my head reading these emails I'm getting. And,
wait,
you know.
What happened with them? Like, because I hear some
it's just a messed up stuff. I mean, some go from, you know, using their kids as pawns and hurting their kids. One brother was telling me about, you know, he trying to see his child. You know, she don't even give him the number. Hearing about his child being in a drug infested area, and he got to, you know, go to court, try to get custody. You know, I've heard of, you know, all kind of, you know, cheating things and, you know, fighting, trying to get them put in jail, and they're the one called to fight. And then when they date women of different races, they say, I don't have these problems. So what am I going to say to black men that tell me
honestly,
these things?
Let me just say this. Like, I mean, some people, like, look, some people be saying, oh, well, if I date outside my race, I'm not going to have these problems. You can't be relying on that too much, because females are females, no matter what color.
I get
that.
But hold on, Ms. Latina. I get that. But, I mean, in relation to what you're right. What you just said, you're right. Women are women,
yeah,
and they all have the same traits.
Hispanic females, too.
And I'm going to tell you this much from my personal experience, what I know. Actually, Hispanic females is a lot like black females, just minus a few things. But y'all are a lot alike. Trust me on this. I'm telling you, because y'all let guys run over y'all. Y'all got plenty of mouth and everything else. So I can honestly say that, you know, because I know. But,
yeah.
You know, versus I'm saying maybe, you know, a chick that's maybe white, she'll put up a little more. Not all of them, but she'll put up a little bit more than what a Hispanic or a black woman put up with. Now, that I can't say, you know.
Yeah, probably by some of them, you know. But it'd be some crazy females at the same time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They got some crazy females in every race. I get that. But,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I know in that area. But when it comes to these brothers, you know, that they're saying these things, you know, and then when these brothers say these things, or even they decide to make videos or whatever, they are attacked. But instead of finding out why they're saying these things, find out what happened to these guys that caused them to think this, you know? And so that is a battle. That is a constant battle that black men have, and it's coming not from no other race of woman. It's coming from, you know, the black woman. And it's not that the black man hates black women. No, actually, black men is trying to reach out to them more and more every day to change the community. But, you know, it's like some of them, not all. Because, like I said, I had my guest last week. Like I said, that sister is one of the best sisters out there, okay, to tell you the deal, tell you the truth. And she was very intelligent with it, okay? But, you know, some of these women don't want to hear it. They don't want to act right. So that's why you're seeing more and more black men that looking, you know, to date interracially. And, like I said, you get attacked for it.
Yeah. You do, but I mean, it's really petty though, because it's not. It's like, unless you know the person, like, you shouldn't be judging them. Then I'm just saying, like, that's their life. I mean, look, this is what I say. People acting like I'm forcing you to date interracially. Like, look, if you don't want to date interracially, don't do it. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm doing it because that's me. and exactly. Other people are doing it because that's them. But you don't have to do it. Like, if you want to be with your race, then be with your race. I'm not forcing you to do anything, you know. People be jumping to conclusions too much, and that's really annoying. Like, I'm not telling you to do anything.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to start going to calls, and then once I start going to these calls, I'm going to say the last four digits of the number. You ask her your question, let her answer it, and if that's what you got, then I'll put you back on mute after that, because I got to keep a little organization on the show, because last week I didn't have the organization I needed. So anyway, I'm going to go to the first call, and it's going to be call the last four digits, 8103. You're on the show.
What's going on, Philip, man?
What's up, dude?
Oh, this is LaQuincy, man. What's up, Latina?
What's up?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, what's going on with y'all?
Yeah, so...
You got a question for Latina?
I just been in listening, and I agree, man. I think when it all boils down, when people try to criticize, you know, your relation status, whoever you choose to date, no matter, you know, what race they are, man, it really doesn't matter. What it's all about, I think it has a lot to do with superiority complex. I think that what it
right.
has a lot to do with people that try to shame you, try to make you feel guilt, like you just, like, so dirty, try to make you feel anything less than human. Because when you think about it, there's only one human race, the last time I checked. So I think
Thank
anybody
you.
Should
that's what I'd be saying.
Obligated
yeah.
to live their life however they want. Because I get questions. Just like Philip said, we get called gay. Everything. As a black man, we can't do nothing. We ain't got no options. Even if I choose to date a black woman, she got to be the right shade. And I'm just keeping it real.
Right.
So
exactly.
We can't win for losing on no end.
Yeah, then when you with a dark-skinned chick, they'd be like, why you with her?
And
you get with a
light No, they don't. If you were a light skinned black chick, it's when it's a problem. It's not when you wear
dark. Right. Why you can't go get to a dark skin?
Exactly.
It's nobody's fault how they were born. If that's their skin color, they were born that way. You know,
the color
you
ain't
can't
the issue.
Choose
it,
your
it's
skin
about
color.
What we want as black men. It's what we choose within our own race. So, like I said, we have our own issue within our own race that has nothing to do with other women of other races. To deal with is black
Phillip,
men.
Philip, if you just sit back and think about it, it's like they don't want us to be happy, if you think about it. Because we're too busy fighting with everybody about our preferences.
Well, hey, it ain't got even worse, brother, and I'm addressing that. I'm going to have to do a show on this. They killing us now. They ain't playing.
Yeah,
they attacking
you in public now.
No. They ain't attacking in public. No, they killing. I'm going to get into why they're killing in another show, but they're killing. You ain't been keeping up with the news then, man. A lot of brothers been dying at the hands of a lot of these females.
I've seen that, though. Like, I've seen that, like, you know, like, they'll kill. They do that, though. Like, for a long time, like, they've been doing that since, like, the 90s and stuff around, like in Harlem or, like, any kind of, like, diverse, like, city, like, they be killing people for that. They even killed a white dude for dating a black girl. Like,
No. We're not talking about
that. Yeah, we know about that.
We know about that. But that's not what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at was the fact that there are a lot of black women killing black men. At first, you'd say, oh, they'll fight with you. Now they're killing them.
Black women, well, most black
day?
Women, I won't generalize, they're attacking the women now. They're taking it out on the women now.
Like I said, that first story I heard Mother's Day, when that brother gave that girl a flower and cards and she stabbed him to death. Okay, that was one.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah, then
this recent one
in California where, you know, the mother shot the husband in the head and killed the daughter, too. Then you
I heard about that,
And then you got this other one where this female hit the black man all in the head with a hammer. Then you got this other one. This female basically squeezed this man's scrotum to the point.
Ooh.
Yeah, the testicle.
I heard about
that.
That
is
she
crazy.
She squeezed the testicles right out
the
of
other
his
one that came
scrotum,
out
like,
recently. The other one that came out recently was about, you know, they were arguing and he followed outside to talk to her. She got pissed off. She ran over his behind. He got ended up getting killed in the street. So it's all kind of stuff going on. And this is news reporting.
Yeah, people are just taking it far and beyond now. It's just getting out of hand. That's ridiculous, man.
So it's
too much.
So
like, the insults really don't, like, the insults is whatever. Like, you just ignore that, but now you're getting killed.
But then, Latina, at the same time, you get tired of that. Like, don't you get tired of arguing with people about your preference?
Yeah, I do constantly argue.
Now we can understand what gays go through. They got a battle to fight every day.
Somebody has told me that it seemed like they accepting gay marriages more than interracial.
It's more accepted.
Is accepted as long as it's not the black man in anybody.
As long as it's not the black man in it.
Because a white person can marry whatever, a Mexican man can marry whoever he want, an Asian man, an Arab man, they can marry whoever they want. But the moment we marry somebody, look to marry somebody, oh hell no, it ain't happening. It's gonna happen. It's constantly happening. We just got to deal with a little grief from it. But you know, you be a brother and you be who you are, and they ain't gonna deal with you. You know what I'm saying? But like, you better back up. If it's feet on, get feet on.
I can't remember this. I can't remember this girl username on YouTube, but she told me I deserve to be shot to death just for dating interracial.
They say the same thing.
I
should die.
And then she said I was gay on top of that.
And you
come on
that.
Now.
Oh, my God, the gay.
Come on.
Well, hold on one quick second. Caller 5046, you're on the show.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah. Hi, Latina. Look, I was wondering, what's your opinion on people bringing up the past? Like, sometimes when I see black women dating white men, they say, oh, well, a white man, he raped your ancestors, and trying to make them feel guilty. Like, what's your opinion on that?
I think that's like a comeback for them to be saying, like, oh, shit. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Oh, my bad. You saying, like, you know how, like, okay, they see a black woman dating a white dude, right? And they say, oh, well, he raped you. I mean, I think that's just as bad. I mean, it's just as bad. Like, that insult, it's like that happened a long time ago, and you're basically, like, saying that, you know, like, he the slave master and you the slave. Like, I mean, I think that's an insult. Like, it's still wrong. In both ways, it's wrong.
Yeah, because I see, like, on YouTube, I see, like, you know, women making videos with their non-black men. I used to, like, trolls, like, trolling them, and it gets them so worked up. And it's like, you know, why waste your time doing that? And it's like a cop-out.
You know what? I say the same thing. Like, it's not going to change that person's life. It's not going to make that person leave the person that they love just because some dumbass people with no life are going to tell you, oh, well, you can't date them because he raped your ancestors, or he did this, or she, you know, or they be bringing up that Emmett Till thing, like, oh, well, you whistled at a white woman, you get killed. Like, okay, nowadays, that's not happening. We should be happy that you could date whoever you want and you won't get killed like that, because, I mean, that was a really I'm just saying, instead of people enjoying how, like, okay, we got problems in the world. There's still racism. There's still a lot of prejudice and stuff. But, like, people be stuck on that. I think, like, since things are changing, things are better compared to back then in some ways.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
At least you able to date. But now people just want to, like, take that privilege away by doing this crazy stuff, like just killing the person that they with. There's a lot of people killing, like, the person that they going out with because of that.
The threat, like, people are so bitter about it, and it's like, you know, it's mind your own damn business, you know?
Can I chime in a second and say something? This is how I feel, and I'm a black man. If a black woman want to be with a white man, that's her doggone business, because I'm going to tell you this much. I know a person, and they with a white guy, and, hey, the guy cool, you know what I'm saying? And, like, like I told Latina before, I worry about who I'm with at the time. I'm not worried about what you do with yourself. They ain't got nothing to do with me. Because the whole time I'm worried about what you're doing, guess what? 9 times out of 10, I ain't got nobody. So why I'm worried about you for? If you
That's
happy,
very true.
Be happy.
Exactly.
That's how I look at it. Be happy. Not too many people happy in this world. So if that person makes you happy, that is you. And if you choose to be with a white dude, whatever dude you want to be with, you're not going to mess up the dynamic of the black race, and the black race not going to die tomorrow because of it. Okay? It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
That's my position. Whether you're a black woman, black man, whatever, people need to stay out your doggone pants, because that's basically worrying about your pants, what you're doing with your body part with somebody else. I say go ahead.
Yeah, but you can date somebody of the same race and you still gonna have problems. they still gonna try to. Yeah. You got some people that's nosy and try to break up what you didn't already build with somebody. You can date somebody the same race and still have the same problems.
That's
you can't
true.
Win from losing. Period.
Right, jealousy and stuff like that. You still
jealousy,
have issues.
That's what it is.
Regardless, like you still
regardless.
Have issues. Regardless, so
you still gonna have the same issues.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can't please everybody, and you're not supposed to. It's your life to live.
Right.
That's right.
Exactly. You know, but my
and then,
my
if
thing,
we keep and, go ahead, fella.
No, but my thing is what I don't like is you trying to hurl in which I say it's considered like an insult. You're trying to hurl an insult to tell that person, oh, you must hate, you know, your own people group because you're doing
yeah, it. Yeah, that's what they be saying to me, too. Like, oh, well, just because you have bad experience with Mexican men, you're going to start bashing them. Oh, you hate yourself. I'm like, I never said that. Like, people be putting words in your mouth. Like,
yeah.
You know, they outside the race don't got to do with self-hate. You know,
yeah,
they
don't
recognize
that.
The real sellouts. The real sellouts are doing stuff even worse. Like, it's different. People get it mixed up because, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, like what does self-hate have? Like what does self-hate have to do with anything?
Right.
You're dating outside your race.
Right.
It
got nothing
make
to
any
do
sense.
With it.
Like I can understand if you're bashing your same race. Like I don't date this because you know black men are this, but it's like I don't see how it's self-hate. I don't understand it.
Have you analyzed? Have you analyzed the term self-hate? Have you ever thought about those two words? Think about it.
Yeah.
Self-hate, which means I hate myself. I can tell you
right.
I wake up every day, and I do not hate myself. Because if I hated myself, I'll be depressed.
Yeah.
If I hate myself, I'll probably be suicidal. So why in the world am I hating myself? I got a smile on my face. I'm in a happy relationship. How am I hating myself? I don't get
you know,
that.
People,
now,
they don't
you
make
know,
sense. They really don't make sense. That they don't even,
that's
they don't
even
know
they have
what,
on
the right word to say. Like, they don't even know what word to say. Self-hate, like...
I know a word they got to say to you. You're gay.
Oh.
You're gay now. Even if you're dating a female, you're gay. That's
you're
a new term.
Well, you're down low.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, down. Nah.
Or are you just weak? You left of a man, too.
Oh,
that's
yeah. We've
not
heard that a lot, though. I have heard that a lot, you know.
Yeah,
that's weak.
You just can't handle
weak.
A strong woman. What the fuck?
Right, exactly. You know, I don't like that term because, like,
I
when they say you can't
that.
Handle a
that
strong
like a
woman,
gorilla
like,
or something.
No, it sounds like you're saying that we not strong. Like, other races of women is not strong. Like, it's like in every woman. There's weak women or strong women in every race. Like, when they say that, it seems like they're the only ones that strong. Like, I'm like... Are you trying to say I'm weak?
But
fuck?
Strong in what sense? That's what I want to know. By who
know.
You can beat up or what? What's up?
I'm laughing at the whole thing. You know why I'm laughing about the whole thing? Because like I said, it goes back to what we said at the beginning of the show. Every person is telling you that, guess what? They ain't got nobody. Because if they did, they wouldn't be worrying about you. You
right,
know,
they
like,
would have been busy with their
you know,
person
oh,
that
you
they
you know, like
with.
The females. Oh, you should be, you know, with a black woman and this and that and the other. Say, well, where your black man at then?
Exactly.
You know, where your black man
and then can't keep one.
Oh, you should be having that white woman or that whatever woman, you know, she driving this, she driving that. That's supposed to, you know, be for your sister. What about your mama? What about your sister? It's like, I ain't looking for my mama or my sister. And then some of those brothers ain't saying
like,
my mama.
Not,
like,
you're not trying to date
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah, what my mama
got to like,
do with it?
Yeah, it's like you always bring up your
date.
Mom or your sister. Do we tell women,
right.
do we, look, the other sisters on the show, do you ever hear a black man tell you, well, what about your father's black? Your brother and cousins are black.
Yeah,
I
never heard of that.
I never heard that.
They try to trap you with that.
Let me ask you another question, sister on the show. Do black men call you gay when you don't agree with them?
No.
Okay, so brother, as you can see, it's exclusive to us.
I don't really hear black men complain, and they just go with it, but...
I have a friend, okay, and she's a, you know, sister with my homeboy. I've been cool for a long time. And she told me that she got approached when she was dating a Hispanic man, that a brother approached her and told her, you couldn't find your brother? So they got something out there like that. That
yeah, they bold enough to come
woman.
To your face right in front of you.
Yeah, and say, hey, you couldn't find a black man. Why are you with them?
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are you worried about that female? All the females are single out there, and you worrying about that particular female? Use it what it is, and I figured it out. They are attracted to you, and see, oh, you like this other person, so they feel they ain't got a shot. So they all pissed off about it.
That's really petty. How about
that could have been, that could have been another black woman right there. What that's supposed to mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's not
anybody
you.
That you choose.
It's not you, so why are you worried? I mean, they got guys out there that look better than me, that make more money than me, and everything else. So why are you worried about what I'm doing?
And I know a lot of brothers that got the eye roll. I got that plenty of time. The eye rolls, the crazy looks, standing around, peeking around the corner and hiding and stuff. I'm like, dang, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I thought it was Halloween. I'm like, man, what is that?
Yeah. So let me ask you another question, Latina.
Yeah.
When you get the looks, okay, what's your reaction when you get the looks?
It's like, I mean, like, I kind of get mad. Well, I don't get mad, but it's like, really, like, why are you even looking at me, you know? Like, you go focus on that table. You stay in that table. You just stay in that table and do what, you know, what you're doing in that table. Like, me, I'm doing what I'm doing, but it's really annoying when they keep staring at you and shit. Like something wrong with you. Like, you got... I don't know. It's really annoying,
though.
Like, okay. Mind your own business. Like, stay in your own table and stuff.
No, so I got a question, Latina. Who do you get it more from, Mexican men or black women?
Honestly, the truth.
The truth.
I mostly get it from, like, Mexican dudes sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like.
Okay, so you get it from Mexican dudes. So, see, it goes both ways.
Right. But I mean,
but,
like, what do they want? Like, I'm just saying, like, oh, shit, hold on. Hello?
Yeah, everyone's
yeah.
here.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, I mostly get it from them. Like, you know, with black chicks, I mean, some of them don't like it, but I don't really get a problem with that. Like, some of them be saying that they like that I'm, you know, with somebody that's, you know, with a black man, because they're like, well, you don't really see a lot of, Mexican dudes. I mean, you don't really see a lot of Mexican girls dating black men. You mostly see Puerto Rican chicks or white, but you don't really see Mexicans.
You know, when I heard you say that, that's why I had to tell you. I say, you need to get around different parts of the country, because beyond with a lot of Mexican women coming at black men.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people be saying that, like around the West Coast or in the South.
In the South, oh man, they come to you. And you know what? This is the truth. I'm just telling the truth. I've had Mexican women tell me, because I'll ask them, because I would want to know the reason why you approach me and why you date black men. And some of them have said that, kind of like some things you said, they say, well, they say black men are more loving and stuff, and they don't try to control us, like, you know, like our men do. You know, so I say, okay.
You know,
I don't comment no more than that, you know. And
you know,
then
yeah, I heard that.
It differs in, like, experience. Like, it depends on everybody's experience. Like, some people got bad experience with black men, and some of them got experience with Mexican men, white men. Like, you know, it depends on somebody's, like, their experience, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, even if you have a messed up opinion about your own people group, does it matter at the end of the day? You can only be a one person at a time.
Right.
Like why are they worried? It's like they look at you like you're Mother or Father Earth and everything, and you're going to birth the new people or something. And so everything
yeah.
you do just matters.
Then you try to talk about it, that your kid's going to be cursed or something.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. I'm glad you brought that up. I
yeah.
saw somebody trying to get at you about, oh, you know, it's in the scriptures that you shouldn't be
yeah,
doing
that,
yeah,
and
they
I'm like,
to, yeah, they
like you know,
to
I'm like, well, hold on, hold
I'm
on. I say, well, look, let me tell y'all something, okay? I done read through the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, twice, and I read through the New Testament numerous of times in my younger years, just because I was so intrigued by the Bible and wanted to know for myself. I even went to a seminary school and got a bachelor's degree in theology just so I could learn more of the Bible. So when people tell me about the Bible, I don't really listen to them a lot, because when they start talking, I'm like, how are you going to tell me about the Bible when you cuss in the same breath? That's number one. And then number two, you know, like, where's the scripture that says, thou shalt not date people of different colors?
That ain't even
right.
in the Ten Commandments.
That's not in the Bible anywhere. The Bible teaches about staying away from people who are evil, who do evil things, and it says people. It doesn't say, this color person, stay away from them, and this color people are better. The Bible don't teach that. I'm sorry.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I told that when he put a comment on my stuff like that, you know, I told him that tell me the scripture. He didn't answer back.
Because they don't know what they're talking about. They just run
right.
up and
down. That's,
they,
that's,
they throw
that's,
the Bible.
That's
they,
shame
I hate
tactic
people
right there.
Try to use the
he
Bible
said about,
to shame
well, he said something about I'm cursed that because I bring lust and it, I'm from the devil. Some shit like that. Like some people be telling me
crazy.
That like that you from the devil or well, you just trying to basically like just saying that the only time that you're gonna be in an interracial like relationship or whatever is when you just want to have sex with that person. I mean, that's really ignorant because first of all, how are you gonna talk about something you never went through? You know, like, a lot of these people never even dated outside their race. So how are you gonna come at people that are if you don't have that experience? You don't know.
Well, the fact of the matter is this: even if they date somebody within their own race, it's not they gonna have a problem because they hateful. And I can tell you, when you have a hatred in your heart, it corrupts everything in your life. It really does. You think you got a hatred just for one thing, but it spreads like a cancer. It really does. That's why I don't like to have hatred in my heart toward any situation or any person. Like when I had a lot of hatred at one point in time to my baby mama, and I had a lot of reason to have a lot of hatred toward her, but I had to let that go because it was affecting me. So when it comes to those people telling you, oh, well, you know, you're basically having a hatred of other people, they're not happy anyway.
Right.
And then you should come back and ask them, well, are you married to your whatever chick that you got? I was like, because obviously you seem like you're not. You're worried about what I'm doing. That's
right.
What I would ask them. Every time they question you, ask them, are they married to whatever race or person that they're with? And if they say yes, they say, well, why? I say, wouldn't your wife be worried about you worrying about a strange woman online? Who
right, that's dating? The thing. Like, you don't know that person. You don't know them personally. How you going to judge them? You don't know just.
Like I told you before, welcome to the wonderful world making videos.
Yeah. But, I mean, me, I'm the type of person, I could take criticism. I really don't care what they say. Like, I just simply, I actually laugh at some of the comments because it's just so ignorant.
Some of them
you
are comical.
You just got to be ready for it because it's a lot of trolls and a whole lot of that.
Some
going
of them
on there
are
too.
Comical. I mean, they are funny. I mean, like that dude the other day that made that video about me.
Yeah,
I thought that was
I
so funny.
That was crazy.
I thought that was so funny. I thought it was funny. It was so funny. You know, I was down. I've been down for a few days at that. I mean, you know, having things on my mind. And when I seen that video, that just brought my spirits up. I was so happy. I said, man, this is funny, man. I said, this is so funny. Of course, I wasn't going to give them any stroke to do a video on my YouTube channel talking about it because that's what they want you to do. And you
yeah,
know, at
so
first,
they can tune
at first,
in.
Yeah. So at first, I saw the screen name and I thought and I knew it. And then the brother that is the screen name, a lot of people don't like to do, but I ain't got no issue to do. That's him. He do him. But I went to the channel and there's some troll copying that dude's screen name, trying to get basically two black men to fight each other. Which you got to watch that too on YouTube. Sometimes people try to copy your screen name and try to say comments or something, making people think it's you. But it's not you to get beef started.
Really?
Yeah, you got to watch that. There's a lot of people out there doing all kind of things. You know, and like, I don't believe in that flagging video crap. I think that's weak, and I think you're sorry if you're trying to flag somebody's video, even if you don't like it. I didn't flag the video. I say leave it up.
That's why you got a dislike button.
I don't,
you don't
work,
like
I don't,
you
I'm not going to
like
I'm not going to dislike your stuff. If I don't like it, I'm just going to keep it moving.
Hey,
that's your channel. You do what you want. What's up?
Right.
Are you familiar? I don't know if all y'all familiar with Painless. Are y'all familiar with Painless on
there? Oh,
I
heard of him.
Yes,
oh, my God.
You know how many times they flagged that man on there? Man, it's ridiculous how many times they flagged and closed down his account because they do not like what he say.
Hey, I ain't got, you know, when it comes to other brothers, I just kind of keep quiet. I don't say a whole lot. And, you know, even on this radio show, I'm not going to discuss people like that, you know, but yes, because some people make videos. I study things on YouTube. I study trends. I study what gets people in trouble and everything. That's why I try to do my videos a certain way, you know, because I know if you start cussing a lot and start going ham, especially me as a black man and some of the issues I talk about, I'm going down quick. You know, because so that's why I got to keep it clean as possible, especially some topics that I get into. Now, like say on this radio show, if I want to get extremely raw with it, I can because there's no flag button on the radio. Like I told Latina, I pay for this, so you ain't gonna tell me, and I pay for it.
That's good.
Shoot. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's it, it's just crazy that people just act like they got this platform to tell you what to do, you know, with with your vagina and your penis. That's just crazy.
Right.
I'm not your slave. Them slavery days are over with. You don't tell me what to do.
How y'all feel about your family disowning you because of it? How y'all feel about that?
You want to know how I feel? No, go ahead and ask Latina and I'll tell you.
Me? You know what? I really don't care. Honestly, I could give a fuck less because the only person that matters to me is my mom and my siblings. My mom is cool with it. She open-minded. She not on that like other people do. But as for my relatives, I care less. Like, first of all, I was always the black sheep of the family. So I don't give a fuck regardless. So.
But let me tell you how I am about that. If you told me I'm with somebody and you say, you know what, if you date them or marry them, you know, we're going to disown you. I'll say, well, it's been nice knowing you. Because
I,
you don't tell me,
because
you don't tell me what to do.
Thing.
I'm grown. I am grown. You don't tell me what to do. That's first of all. I don't care if you're my mom or my father. Well, my father don't, and mother don't care anyway. But if they did care like that, you know, it's like, you don't tell me what to do. I mean, and I don't think I'll say, well, if you don't talk to me, that's your choice. I'm not saying anything about anything. That's your choice.
Hold on. Let me just add to this. If my mom did care, though, like, if my mom did care about that, I still wouldn't care. Like, because, like he said, it's your life. You can't just tell you, especially, like, tell you what color of man or woman you should be dating. That's really stupid. I think instead of focusing on what's his race, you should focus on if he treats you right or if she treats you right. Because, be honest, you know, in this world, it's hard to find good people. You know, you find somebody that treats you good, then it's so petty. You're like, oh, well, he's black. Well, she's white. She's Latina. Like, or whatever it is. Like, that's really stupid.
It is stupid. Like, my parents, they wouldn't care. Like, you know, my parents, they were born in the mid-50s, and they grew up, you know, at a different time. So they saw these racism things. But my father always told me, he said, if you can find someone that will love you for who you are, regardless of their skin color, then you have to do what you have to do. That's what I was raised.
That's good.
I got another question. Do love have a color?
Nope.
I've been trying to figure it out.
Nope, it don't.
No.
I mean, now you could choose to say, I only want love from my people group. Okay, then that's your choice, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you say, you know, wherever it comes from, I'm going to take it, then, hey, you just broaden your horizons on finding love, I'm going to say. That's what I say.
Yeah. And, and the thing is, everybody that's just... You know?
Everybody what?
I think everybody have an issue with it. They just don't know. They missing out on a good opportunity with being so narrow-minded, too. Because you never know. That person might be the love of your life.
See, person, I can care less if they narrow-minded or not. Like I said, all I worry about is me at the end of the day.
Yeah. I mean, they choose to look at it that way. That's them. You can't change them. You can't change the way they think. That's them, you know.
But, you know, I never had, now, like I said, I've gotten looks and everything like that, but I never experienced, like, women just walking up, like some brothers have, though, telling them anything about it, because I don't know, most people don't approach me like that, because I just have an overall look.
You know what I had
experience, don't approach
though?
Me.
When I was talking to this dude, it was in the classroom, like, I was talking to, black dude was talking to me, I guess, you know, he was liking me or whatever, and I don't know, like, this chick just went up to him and started saying, oh, why you talking to her? You know, why you sitting next to her? Like, damn. Like, I mean, what I like about this dude, though, is that, like, see, I had his back, and he stayed true. Like, he was like, it's none of your business. He's like, well, why you look all jealous? Cause, I mean, it was just his friend. Like, they were just friends, and she said, oh, I don't like you. I don't like you this. And I'm like, well, if you don't like him, why are you concerned about who he's talking to? Like, it's not like I was, like, being all up on him and stuff. Because we're in the classroom. I'm not going to do that. But at the same time, even if I was, I mean, that's none of her business if she doesn't like him. Like, if you don't like him, then just stay over there. And
well, Latina, I got a question. And maybe you noticed this. You noticed that, like, let's say if a black man gets with, you know, Hispanic woman, okay, it's one comment. But if a black man gets with a white woman, it's like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, hell
that's,
no.
That's even worse.
That?
I mean, in some of the people's eyes, that's even worse. You know, I think because of the history behind it. I mean, at least if you're with a Hispanic, it's a minority also. But, yeah. You know, it's like so-and-so. You have issues, but it's not as bad as, like, with you when you're with a white woman. Well, I'm not white, but I'm going to say, like, I don't think – it still don't matter. Like, if she treats you right and, you know, she's comfortable
yeah.
being around you and stuff, like
– yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I tell black men this. Hey, if the white chick treats you right, be with her. I mean, shoot, who somebody tell you something? But it's a but. Certain areas you better not pull at, because remember, some of her men are police officers. Her men are judges. Her men are politicians.
Mm-hmm.
They can lock you up and kill you, and nobody can say nothing. So if you're gonna be with them, I'm talking about for black men, live in a city. Well, don't live in them country backwood towns where people be riding at your house in the middle of the night. Don't do that. You're looking for trouble. You know, talking about, boy, what you doing around here? I say, oh, hell. You know. So it just, you know, like I had a brother tell me from Louisiana, tell me, man, you won't be in some of the swamp areas at night being a black man.
You
say, especially with a white woman.
Yeah.
You come up floating in that swamp somewhere.
Yeah.
You say, they'll call you nigga in a minute. You know, I'm like, shoot.
Yeah.
I said, that's why you stay in the city. That's why I like the city. I don't like that country mentality. I don't. I hate it. You know, that ignorance that be in the country. I'm sorry. A lot of country people are good people. I'm not talking bad about them. They're good-hearted people, you know. But some of them are so ignorant. I mean, it's just like,
yeah.
I don't like it. No. The more the city, the more I love it. That's how I like it.
That's good.
Because it's mostly your people that's very small-minded from small towns think that way.
Yeah. You know what? That's the thing. Because some of my relatives, like just like my grandma and stuff like that, they come from a small town in Mexico. You know, I guess that's why they got that mentality, too. Because, like, around where they live, it'd be mostly, like, you know, dark hair and light skin. So that's probably why, you know, they be thinking like that. But because, you know, when you come to America, because I was born here, right? And I was raised, like, in Chicago, you know, it's a diversity of people. So I got used to being around a lot of different people. And, you know, I really, you know, I love my mother. I mean, like, she wasn't teaching me, like, to not, you know, play with the other kids, you know. Because I seen it's really ugly, like, how they be telling their kids, oh, don't play with them because he black or something like that. When they're kids, you know, that's how the kids pick up that racist stuff or discrimination, you know, whatever it's called. And, like, me, my mom taught me, like, she never told me anything about that. See, I got along with all the kids of all walks of life, whatever. I never saw color when I was a kid. So, you know, I mean, I think it depends how you raise your kids. If you raise your kids, because no kid is born to hate a group of people. That's if you, like, teach them that, you know? That's
exactly.
Really
racism is taught.
Kids.
It's not, you're not
yeah,
born with racism. Racism
it's
is taught.
In them.
Hatred is taught. Like that little child the other day singing in church about gay people not going to heaven and all this other stuff, but using a bad name for gay people and everybody clapping that sort of thing. That child didn't learn that on his own. He learned that from his hateful mama or daddy, wherever he got it from. You know,
yeah,
and what I was upset about was a pastor in the church allowing that to go on, you know, and he supposed to be, you know, telling people about God, and you sitting up there letting a child sing that.
I heard that, you know, humans, like, they're not supposed to be telling that other humans are going to be damned in hell. Because, I mean, my friend, you know, a few years back, my friend, I guess she was bisexual or whatever, lesbian or whatever, and, like, you know, she was talking to me about that, her issue. Yeah, I was in class, right? We was just talking and stuff. And this dude comes out of nowhere, turns around and says, "You going to hell." And he said it serious. I'm like, what the fuck? How are you just going to go up to somebody and say they're going to hell because of this? You're not God. God determines where you're going at, you know?
Exactly. I mean, but, you know, like that's one topic I don't like get into with a lot of people.
Right.
That's why I don't even get into that topic on YouTube. If you want to start arguing with people and find a lot of dummies, talk about religion and politics. You'll see. That's why I don't even get into that talk.
Yeah,
you
that's
know, or
thing,
you know, I just don't get into it, you know, whatsoever with people. But you know, the reason why I brought it up because you know, people teaching hatred and that goes along with teaching people to hate people and not, oh, you can't date this person because you know, or they're the forbidden race. Oh boy, you know what I'm saying? And you know, my grandmother raised me to believe this. She said, be careful hating people, because when your children may bring them home.
And yeah, that's true.
And
yeah.
That's, you know, that's what the old people always say, you know. And you know, and but hey, what you going to do when your child bring one of them home? Are you going to disown your child? I mean, you could.
That's not right, though. Like, a family, like, they supposed to love you unconditionally, you know. They're
not supposed to do that. What people supposed to do and what people do is two different things.
Yeah, that's true. You know, but if they do that, then it is what it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have, you're not going to live to please your family, you know.
Exactly.
I mean when it comes relationship wise,
yeah.
Relationship wise, you're not living to please your family. Cause no.
Okay.
Yeah, I can tell you about one experience, because my ex, he was Mexican and white, and when I brought her around my family, it was a whole totally different vibe. It's like they didn't want her there. Everybody had an attitude. I'm like, and then I noticed when I went around her family, they opened me with open arms. It's like I was part of their family, but when I brought her around my family, it was a no-no. It was just just like they just didn't accept it. You can just tell that they did not like it. And the only person that accepted it was my mom.
Me.
That was it.
Couldn't be me, because after that, I would have brought her outside. Matter of fact, if I would have got that vibe, I would have told her, you know,
we did. Because actually, I had...
then I would have went back after I sat in the car and said, hold on, let me go holler at them for a minute. And I would have went in there and I would have went ham on every last one of them and left.
Philip, it was so bad, because actually when we went back, I went back to Tennessee to my mom's funeral, and she came with me. This was during my mom's funeral. And I was so pissed that we got back in the truck and drove back to Texas. That's like a 16-hour drive. They pissed me off that bad that I drove back after my mama's funeral because how they treated her.
Much.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how bad it was.
Okay, well, look, let me I told Latina I'm going to do this. I'm going to go ahead and take a break for a minute so we can get a little water, because we've been talking a lot. And I told Latina this because I ain't been doing this, but I'm going to take a break. So I'm going to put, you know, everybody just on hold, but I'll leave a musical interlude. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back shortly, okay?
Okay.
Closed up. Yeah. Hold up. Club God. In 2 weeks, maybe a week and a half. I'm not sure. Yeah. Hold up. I'm not a porn star. Somebody lied, I got some magnums in the car. I got some magnums in the car. Hold up, I got some magnums in the car. Watch this hammer come alive. It's Speak King trending topic home. Get the head up out your bitch, then send the bopper home. Ooh, if you kiss your gal, you're a dumb dude. Bust a nut in the belly button and leave a cum poo. Holy titty fucking shit. C3 to click, walking out, bra bitches on that dick. B King, you look really big in person. Shut up, bitch. Shout out Ray P. We be getting hit at Warehouse Live. On stage, they can't see that shit. C3 to click, Texas Hammers, they wanna be that shit. If you on the internet talking that hoe, you can eat a dick. Boys be trying to talk down, but I'm the man. You better off trying to pee doing a handstand. Ho, we getting money, rubber band plan. We in foreign cars, you and your bitch in a tan van. With no AC, and your phone's dead. I'm flipping through Homestead, trying to get some dome head. Try to check, get hit with that chrome lid. I'm off topic, let me get back to what the song said. I'm not a porn star. Somebody lied, I got some magnums in the car. Yeah, I got some magnums in the car. Yeah, I got some magnums in the car. Watch this hammer come alive. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Yeah. Hold up. Hold up. It's Beat King Kong.
All right, man. Hope y'all enjoyed that particular song. I just found that song on Hulkshare. B King. I'm not a porn star. Anyway, we back on the show. Everybody still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Y'all like the musical choice tonight?
Rick Ross, yeah, man. Boss right there.
Nah, that was B King, dude. It wasn't Rick Ross.
That wasn't Rick Ross?
That was B King.
Okay.
I had to put up Houston music, man. You know how that goes.
You gotta show that love for Houston, man.
Yeah. So we were talking about, you know, the topic about interracial dating and the big controversy for family and friends and society. Now, do you think any Latino, you think people will ever get over that?
People with what? Hold on, my bad. What was the question?
I said, do you think people will ever get over the interracial dating controversy?
You know what?
Over that?
It's been like centuries. And, you know, I mean, things got better, but it's still bad, you know. I mean, if people are going to continue with that ignorant, narrow-minded mentality, then, you know, it is what it is. But me, like, I'm not going to worry about that because, I mean, I'm not going to be living forever. So I'm just going to live in a short period of time.
Living for the moment.
So, yeah, living for the moment. So, like, you know, why, you know, I'm not going to be concerned with them people. Like, I mean, at first, when you first start getting, like, them insults and stuff like that, you know, it's annoying. But then after a while, what's the point of even hating them back? Like, you're not.
It's pointless. You're not going to solve anything.
Right, so I'm just going to
waste
me live my life. So, yeah, like.
Yeah. The question is, will racism ever end? That's
no,
the big question.
No,
it won't ever end.
Let me tell you the truth, and I said this. The author of racism could be the finisher of racism. And what I mean by that is racism was started, I'm sorry, by the European settlers, and only white people can eliminate racism. Until they decide to eliminate it, then it's not going to go away. Because, see, what people don't realize, racism is used to divide those
and
who
conquer.
Don't act.
Divide and conquer and destroy.
Yeah.
Divide and conquer.
Because, you know, like I said, racism don't become an issue when you have money. You know, it doesn't matter. When you have money, racism is not a problem for you. You can buy whatever they buy. But the rich that depend on the middle class and whatever else to feed them, they use racism to divide each other. Because if everybody would get together and get at them for the things they do, they wouldn't stay in the positions very long.
Exactly.
So if they can keep the Mexican community divided against, you know, other blacks or whatever else.
That makes a lot of sense.
You know,
you
they
know
keep Asians divided,
about it,
you
know
all different people divided,
yep.
then how can you get at them for the things they do?
Yeah, and the thing about it, even in within the Mexican community, this is more division, you know, the light skin, tan skin. Well, you know, by the more, how I've seen it, like, sometimes, like, not everybody in Mexico is, you know, Mexican or Hispanic is not, they not, like, racist against each other like that, but in some ways, like, they, like, light-skinned people and dark-skinned people, you know? Like, it seems like they're more separate sometimes.
So you say you light-skinned, so they call you wetter a lot, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm light-skinned with dark hair, but, yeah, they still call me that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, when you talk, I can kind of tell because of your accent, but there are some people that can talk, and they hide the accent very well. You don't even hear it, you know. So you still kind of, you know, people can tell you when you open your mouth what you are.
What do you mean?
But I mean, in other words, like, if you know accent, like, you got to kind of be around. In other words, like, people could wonder, is she white? But when you start talking, people can tell. It's kind of like black people. It's like they got some black people that confuse you, like, what are they? When they open their mouth, say, oh, yeah, they black. You know what I'm saying? You could just tell when you start talking.
Oh, you saying, like, you know, everybody talk different or what?
I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Like a dialect of the voice or something.
Yeah, it's like people give away, like, certain people give away certain things, like, in a dialect. Okay, like, for instance, your dialect is, you know, I can tell you speak a lot of Spanish, not because I heard you speak it, but
yeah,
just based off your accent.
I do. Yeah. Oh, for real?
Yeah,
yeah,
you have a heavy accent.
Yeah, I got for real?
Yeah, yeah. To me, because I've been around a lot of Hispanic people, and like those who yours not bad to the point you can't understand you. Like, I work with a guy that that, you know, he speaks, you know, English. It sounds like he's trying to halfway speak Spanish, but he's speaking English. And I'm like, Roberto, you know, man, you know, but he's funny. He's a cool dude. I love the guy. A real, real good guy. But, you know, they got some people, you know this, they got some people that speak nothing but Spanish. They don't speak English at work.
Oh, you mean they only speak English at work?
Yeah, they don't speak English at work, yeah, but then at home it's nothing but Spanish?
But that's how my house is. Like, just nothing but Spanish. But by most part, because nobody else, they don't speak English, and if they do, it's really thick accent. So, yeah, I mean, that's how my mom taught me, like, since I was a kid. That's why I know how to, like, speak, read, and write Spanish, because, like, when I came from school, you know, and one day I tried to talk to her in English and she got mad at me. She said, "You're not talking that right here." Like, not to be like racist like that. She just didn't want to, like, she didn't want me to be like them kids that don't speak, you know, Spanish, their own language. She wanted me to speak, you know, Spanish, and she taught me how to write and you know, read and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm really thankful for that, you know, because a lot of some Mexicans, I don't blame them, because if the parents don't teach them Spanish or their language, you know, like.
You know, what pisses me off the most, and I said this many times about slavery, it's not the beatings, it's not the lynchings and any of that, it's the loss of our language is what pisses me off the most, because everybody can talk a different language except black people. That's what pisses me off. Like, I would like to have a conversation and nobody know what we're saying. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I mean, we came here with our own languages. It's not like we were speaking English.
It's,
you know,
like everything was stripped from us, and we have nothing, you know?
You know, it's like we are people who basically were stripped of language, stripped of culture, and now you're trying to build a different language and different culture within a foreign land. So,
you know what? I know this is different, but I guess that could be said with the Aztecs, like, you know, years ago, like centuries, you know, they spoke differently. They spoke Nahua, and that's, you know, that's the Spanish. I guess they dominated Mexico so much that everybody speaking Spanish. Like, there's rarely any, like, trace
of people that speak
Nahua.
You must know Citlali and them from the Mexica movement. You know them?
Cool.
You know Citlali and them from the Mexica movement? You know them? You seen the video I did with Citlali that we did together? Did you see that video?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay, well, I'm about to send you the link.
What's her name? Like, her username or whatever?
Anna Wack Women's Fight?
Yeah, I'm subscribed to her. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I got another call. Caller 4370. You on the show? You got a question for Latina?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I just wanted to share, like, you know, the whole thing with different languages. You know, just different divisive tactics where, you know, you take away a person's culture, you're just taking away their identity. And the whole thing with the racism and how we didn't have our own language, you know, they took people from all over different parts of West Africa, you know, where all the, you know, a lot of the different sub-Saharan languages weren't really spread around. So you had different, you know, languages spread about. So you couldn't have a united, you know, force to, you know, go against white slave owners or anything like that, because they couldn't communicate with one another. They didn't have, you know, they didn't share a common culture. So if I got someone, it was basically like, you know.
But if you study that, most of the slaves came from the west coast of Africa anyway, so a lot of them did have a unified language.
Nah, like a lot of them, like you go back to it, a lot of them didn't speak. See, if you look at sub-Saharan areas, they spoke a lot of Bantu, but they didn't speak all the different, you know, dialects and all that type of stuff. They didn't have the same unified languages and stuff like that, which is why they weren't as successful as, you know, a lot of the Africans were down in the Caribbean, such as, you know, the Haitian Rebellion or the other rebellions that occurred, you know, all along Central and South America. Whereas with us, you know, and further North America, even though it was primarily off the coast of West Africa, there were many, you know, cultural disparities between the slaves that they transported, you know, all along the coast of West Africa, you know, and even deep in towards, not Central Africa, but further deep, not just along the coast, but along to different regions inside, or at least on the west side of Africa, you know?
Okay. And, but like I said, do you have any questions for Latina?
No. No, I didn't question. Just wanted to share that comment, though.
Okay. All right. So I want to ask Latina another question. You were speaking about language and everything. Now, when you say when you say you have children, even though you say you stated before you're going to have possibly have a child with a black man, will you teach your children Spanish?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think it should be like a combination of both cultures, you know, to be shown in the house, like, you know.
I'm going to tell you something. Teach your man Spanish. If you get married to him, teach him Spanish. Because how are they going to learn it?
I mean, look, see, somebody I know, you know, he real interested. Like, you know, I'm really surprised how, like, they really interested in learning Spanish, you know. You know, I'm not going to force him, you know, but, I mean, you know, I seem real interested in speaking Spanish. I mean, that's a beautiful thing, you know. And then you bring up kids and stuff, like, oh, well, you know, our kids, they're going to learn Spanish, but at the same time, they're going to be proud to be black. You know, because that's what they are. They're both, you know.
Yeah, you should teach them. You should teach them.
Love both sides of themselves. That thing is really ugly. You hate a half of yourself, like.
Yeah, wow. There's no reason to hate yourself at all. I don't want none of my kids hating anything about themselves. I think I'm a firm believer of if you are, you know, biracial, you need to take advantage. You need to go get the United Negro College Fund, and you need to get whatever LULAC offer too for college. That's how I look at it, because you both nationalities, right?
Right.
So there's no reason for you not to pull from it. But that's just me. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know. So how is every in a situation when you get married or whatever, are you no, I'm back up. When you have a child, are you gonna have a quinceañera for him?
Well, I mean, I didn't have a quinceañera. Like, that depends if the kid wants it. Like, I'm not gonna like, oh, you gotta see, the thing about quinceañeras is like it's not really forced for the kid to do. That's if they want to, you know. Like me, I didn't have one because, I mean, see, like I like to have fun. Don't get me wrong. Like, but at the same time, like, I don't, it's like, I wasn't really, like, interested in having my quinceañera, you feel me? Like, it just varies on the child, you know? If they
but did
want
you have
it,
a sweet 16?
Do. Nah. Like, wow. Culturally, I would have a quinceañera, but nah, I didn't want to do that. So, it all depends, like, if the child wants it, you know, I'll do it, you know? Even if they mixed or whatever, like, if my daughter wants to do it, then, you know, it's going to happen, you know?
I think that's a cool thing. I really do. Like, I'm a firm believer of you need to preserve your culture and don't let America, you know, American culture take away from the culture that you have. I mean, like, I wish we had culture,
you know,
like,
let me just,
you know, some
let
culture
me add,
like that.
I'm sorry. I keep cutting you up. See, I think a few years back, like, we was watching the news, and it was, I think, Univision, you know, it's in Spanish, right? And they was talking
about... Yeah, I know
Univision. So, I don't know, it was a long time ago, it was like 7 years back or something. I remember the news reporters, they didn't even know what Cinco de Mayo was. They didn't know what Cinco de Mayo was. I don't know what they said, but I said, I was only, like, 8 years old, I said... That was the battle against the French and in Mexico, and made Mexico independent from the French. I'm like, I was just shaking my head, and I'm like an 8-year-old kid, you know. And it's crazy because how is it that you Mexican, you don't know about, you know, your history, like, and then you.
Well, that's a lot of black people don't know about their history either. So
yeah,
it's the same thing.
Same thing, you know, same issue. It's just that people like to look at color and say, oh, well, you know, this and that, we have it worse. And you know what, let me say this, you know, I hear, you know, black people say, oh, we have it worse than them. And there's Mexicans that say, well, we have it worse than them, because Mexicans say, you know, what I've heard, you know, with my family members and stuff, they say, well, we don't have, you know, papers and stuff. But they do. So they, you know, because to them, it's like if you have a green card or you were born here, you have more. You are born with opportunities. That's how they look at it.
Well, I'm gonna be real. You do have opportunities. I mean, I call it the kettle black. I don't believe in sugarcoating. And yes, you do have opportunities because I've seen many people come to this country, you know, whether legally or illegally, and make it. okay? And then there are some who's a complete citizen of the United States and don't want to do nothing for themselves. Then they get mad. Then they get mad at other brothers and sisters when they make it and they want to say, "Oh, you know, you're Uncle Tom." Why in the world am I Uncle Tom? Because I want to work.
Right.
You know, it's like so. In order for me to keep it real, I gotta be, you know, lazy and
stay down at the bottom.
Yeah, the feet about. No, that's okay. I'll be Uncle Tom then. That's fine. I'll be Uncle Tom and enjoying driving my BMW while I'm doing it. You know, I'll be Uncle Ruckus. That's cool.
No, but I mean, that's just how it brings people down, you know. Having that thing in their mind, they're like, "I ain't no damn Uncle Tom. I'm not this." So, you know, it's just keeping you down. It's not. So instead of supporting, like, if you see somebody come up, like, you should be supporting them, you know, but it's the other way around, you know.
You know, for me, it's like, it's not even so much about supporting. My thing is, I want to get with them and find out what they did so I can do the same and get that hustle, too. I'm a firm believer that don't hate on them. I'm not going to say, "Oh, man, forget him." I'll be like, "What did you do so I can do the same?" And then some people are willing to say, "Okay, I did this, this, and the third," and that way you can get that hustle, too. I don't want nothing for free. I want to hustle and get it on my own.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just crazy with some of the things that people come up with. You know, like, why do you got to defend if you keeping it real or not? The only people I got to keep it real with is myself and my family and my children. Any of y'all other niggas, man, kick rocks. I ain't got to keep it real to nobody.
Exactly.
You
right.
Ain't paying me no money.
You know what? Yeah, you don't have to prove yourself to anybody, you know?
No.
You know who you are, and the people that really love you, they know who you are. So that's
exactly
all you got to worry about.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's all that really matters.
Shoot, worrying about other people and, you know, you keeping it real, if you this or that, if you self-hating because who you're dating,
what?
And all this other stuff. I say, man, y'all need to get a life, man, like on the real. Like, real, buy a life from somebody or something, man. Check Craigslist if they got a life you could buy. If they give it to you on a deal.
But anytime anybody see you doing good, they're going to do anything to try to kill your spirit. That's just part of the game.
They do. You know, I think it's that jealousy thing, you know. They just
and if you ain't getting hated on, you really ain't making no moves like this. So you got to be
right.
Doing something real big for somebody be trying to knock it down.
Or slowly creeping up to do something. That's another thing.
You know what I heard? You know what I heard? If you get hated on, that means you're doing something right.
Yeah.
Exactly. They invest too much
right
time
then.
On you instead of trying to take care of their situation.
Yeah. You know, and like said, like with, you know, Latina, you just started on the video thing or whatever like that. You know, like I told you, expect the hate. Expect it, but like I said, you could do a lot
of
things.
You know what? I was expecting that. I was always expecting that. You know, I mean, I'm used. Like, see me, I don't really like. I'm not a sensitive person. I don't give a fuck what people think about me, because especially if it's on YouTube, it's like, you know, you don't know me personally, so I don't really pay no mind, because it's just ignorance. Because you know.
Yeah.
Even if it's in person, like, even if it's in person, if you're going to say some stuff to me and you don't even know me, I really don't care, because you.
But that's the killer part about it. All them people that run off at the mouth on the YouTube.com wouldn't tell you that if they saw you walking down the street.
Yeah, that's the thing. They'll never say that. They'll just look at you and just keep walking.
And keep it moving. They wouldn't say a word to you about anything, about your dating choices. They would work and just try to look.
They wouldn't even, like, this dude said he would shoot me or he would kill me or something. He said, "You deserve to be dead. You're dating them damn monkeys, you monkey lover." Like, what the fuck? I bet he wouldn't, like, if he seen me in the street, are you really going to pull a gun and kill me?
No.
Like, really? They're not going to
do
that.
He ain't going to
do
nothing.
He's not going to do nothing.
I was on your, like, I was passing by on your page the other day, and, you know, somebody said they would like to see you in pain.
Oh, no, that was some white dude. I don't know. That was some white dude. I looked at his page. Some Australian dude. I don't know why. I mean, he has nothing. I don't think I ever talked about no Australian people. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why he. That's why I went to comment approval on my channel page, because people just start putting. I remember one time, I still laugh about this to this day. They had a person on my YouTube page a long time ago when I really had more weight. They called me fat sausage. I think that was the funniest comment I've ever gotten. They called me a fat sausage. I thought that was funny. I will never forget that. I will never forget that to this day. You called me a fat sausage.
That could be a compliment if you really think about it.
You know, and that's fine. You know, I work.
Crazy.
It's crazy. I've been working on myself or whatever. And like I said, once I'm done working on myself, I'll show myself off. But you know, what I'm saying is that you know, when it comes to that stuff, and you get in all these different topics, like certain topics you get into, you know, you're going to draw certain people in. Like if you talk about racism, you're going to draw more trolls. If you talk about interracial dating,
I'm not a troll.
If
you
talk about
interracial, hell of trolls, you're going to get tons of trolls. That's
yeah, interracial dating.
That's the troll magnet.
What else? Yeah, interracial dating is a troll magnet. If you talk about black women, it's a major magnet.
Ooh.
Okay, it don't matter. And if you're a different race of woman talking about black women, it's really worse. Don't let a white woman say nothing about black women, and it's like, oh my god, it's I don't know what it is about a white woman saying something about black women. Or
I don't
black
know about
women.
That because I mean,
oh.
First of all, like I would say, like they're not in a position to be talking about somebody that they not. But at the same time, if they see what's going right, I mean, like sometimes they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Like if they talk about hair, like I've seen some videos on YouTube where they say, "Well, I can't move my hair. Why do you have weave?" I'm like, "Look, I understand sometimes people say weave look, you know, it don't look right."
The weave debate, I already said my piece about weave. I don't think they need to be wearing no weave. All them perms. I put up a video about them perms.
So
forget that. I ain't I don't like no weaves. I don't think they put perms. Cause like I said, I think these perms are making them crazy. That's just my opinion. Okay.
Yeah, the
chemicals in your hair. And it's,
how
it's,
you feel about the hair grease, Phillip?
You got to grease your hair. Oh no, you got.
When you put too much grease in there, that's a problem.
If you put too much grease in your hat, and you're going to look like Slick Willie
like
or something.
It look real slippery or something.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with hair grease. It's them doggone, because most of the hair grease is petroleum jelly based anyway, and that don't hurt nobody.
Yeah, I don't know how we got to this conversation. We talking about hair now.
Oh, well, hey, we brought up a pink. You were saying about the white female
talking
about.
They be talking about, like, they know everything, like about. I'm just saying, if you're not in the position to talk about
Latina, let me take another call here. Hold on, let me see if I can get it on now.
Like, they be talking about, like, they.
Oh, hey, this Golden JoJo online?
Latina, let me take another call here.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Having a hard time hearing you, bro.
Yeah, this me.
Okay, you Golden JoJo, what's up, bro?
Yeah, not much, man.
Golden, what's going on with you, man?
Having a hard time hearing you, bro.
Yeah, I can't really hear.
You.
Yeah, it's like
having a hard time hearing you, brother. You got something in the background?
Not much.
Golden, what's going on with you?
Nothing. Just chilling.
Yeah, I can't really hear.
Yeah, I can't hear. It sounds like he in a hole somewhere trying to climb out.
Yeah, Are you driving? I have a hard time hearing him.
Can you hear me?
Are you driving?
No, I'm not driving.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, you got any questions for Latina, man?
Oh, man.
Oh, well, you cutting in and out, bro.
Yeah, I can't hear him.
I don't know. Anyway, you got any questions for Latina?
You should have just tried calling back.
Yeah, try calling back, man. Try that. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let him try to call back because
it sounded
like he, you know, he fighting for reception somewhere or whatever. Right. So he, you know, hey, it happens. You're getting dead zone. But anyway, you know, when I was talking about it, what originally brought up the white females, it's like we're talking about different topics on YouTube. It's like it don't matter what they make videos about. If it's anything race related, it will blow up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you had saw, like, I had posted two videos to my channel, and I took them down. And the only reason I took it down, not because the chick told me to, but, you know, somebody, well, let me not say that. I'm going to leave it alone for right now. But anyway, you know, the chick had responded because she was like, you know, oh, the video went viral and you know, taking my words out of context. And I'm like, I didn't say anything on the video other than just pointing out something you said.
Oh, is it? Are you talking about that video where she inboxed you and I guess gave her? Is she in an interracial relationship or marriage or something like that? I think you did a video on that.
What video are you talking about? You talking about the one with the black dude and the white chick with?
No. That's not what I'm talking about. I had a video on my channel for a minute. I from this chick's page. I was like, oh, okay. Basically, the reason why I downloaded it was because she had basically said that it's frowned upon in the white community for white women to date black men. That's basically what she said. So I was saying that, okay, well, maybe brothers need to hear that because I always say this, date whoever you want, but if you choose to date interracially, I kind of say as a black man, it'd be better for him to date a minority, you know, because you have a little bit more problems when you date white women, not because of the women, because of their men. That's why I say that's my opinion. Like, that's my opinion. That don't mean
more,
my opinion.
Problem.
You know, but like I said, if you marry to a white woman or a white man, well, it's just more so a black man, white woman thing. Hey, do your thing. I'm just, and like I say, don't live around country bumpkins. You know what I'm saying? Who got the small mind mentalities. So do you feel that, like, in the future, like I said, this is what you're going to do? You're going to marry a black man, possibly?
Well, yeah, most likely.
Most likely, okay.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me, I have water coming up tonight. anyway, while I'm trying to say, I thought that brother's going to call, Golden JoJo was going to call right back, you know, but I guess he having problems with his phone or whatever like that. When you do videos, I heard your recent video about homegirl Kim Kardashian. I'm gonna bring something up about that.
I read the link
that you had on that. But the point I'm gonna bring up was this: have you noticed? It's like she got famous off of a sex tape of Ray J.
Yeah.
Ray J don't get the notoriety she gets at all. And I'm like, how is it?
That's true. You know what?
She was on her knees jawboning Ray J, and I'm sorry, when I saw that video, I cut that off. That was the most boring thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, this chick even had sex boring. I mean, it's like
a lot of people were saying that.
Man, dude, it's a waste of time to see that. Her personality even goes into her sex. Boring.
Yeah, a lot of people said that sex tape was kind of boring though.
Yeah, you could that
know she moved on to Kanye. She with Kanye now.
She's
going through everybody, a couple of basketball players too. I'm like, they all black.
Right, brother.
Which is no problem, but
you know
she's getting a lot
honestly,
of hate for
making,
dating black men too.
That's making a lot of, like, you know, non-black women look really bad because they're making it seem like, oh, well, she just in it for the money or she just in it because of this or because of that. You know what I mean? You know, I can't stand
that chick at
all.
The apple don't fall too far from the tree because her mother's like that. So it's like, well, she learned
it
from her
like
mother.
That. That's all they do. That's their hustle. They get a man, get his money, and leave. Otherwise,
you can't say that because her mother been married to her husband for a long time. Then her older sister is still with that arrogant dude, and then Chloe is still with Lamar, and Lamar, you know, beyond which, Chloe is about the most realest chick out of all of them. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, if I had to be with any one of them females, she'd be the one I'd be with because she's the realest female out of all of them, and she cool.
Exactly.
She said whatever's on her mind. She said whatever's on her mind.
She's real humble too.
Yeah, she on, but at the same time. So, you know, it's like that Kim, I couldn't deal with Kim. Oh,
get
no.
Get around too much, man.
Ooh. Yeah. Because, as a matter of fact, how she met Kanye, they were saying, Amber Rose put that out and said, oh, she was cheating. Kanye was cheating on her with Kim, and Kim was cheating on Reggie with Kanye. So
you know, it's just a mess. It's just a mess. Everybody cheating on everybody. I really don't care. Celebrities, they fuck around a lot. That's what they do. So
That's why I'm a firm believer of male celebrities getting vasectomies, because that way you can't get them pregnant, don't pay a lick of child.
Right. Oh, yeah. Terrell Owens.
Yeah, that Terrell Owens. You know, don't get me started on him. I'm going to say a bunch of N-words. I just started on Terrell Owens, you know, with this.
He a fool, boy.
Yeah, he had baby mamas of every nationality too. He
right.
You know what I'm saying? He don't discriminate.
Got a lot of different babies.
You know, he got his options open.
Yeah, yeah, but he had a Spanish chick, he had a white chick, and a black chick.
Wow.
You know, so it's crazy, you know, and so
do his show still come on or what?
I haven't seen it come back on.
I haven't seen it in a while.
You know, I mean, but he's another emasculated guy, because Keita and Mo was running over him all the time.
And he ain't doing nothing about it. He just let him just
do it. No, you know, like I said, that's a different topic for a different show about emasculated black men. But it's funny though, when black men do get with non-black women, they don't have that problem. You notice that?
What?
I noticed it.
You notice it? Okay. Well, it's like, for instance, a lot of black men get with, you know, white women, Spanish, whatever, and they are not emasculating the men. In other words, trying to run over them, try to make them be like, look, I'm the man and you the woman type of stuff. So some jailhouse
like
stuff. Yeah. Yeah,
treating them
exactly.
Like a bitch.
Yeah. Exactly. See, I couldn't be with a female that's trying to pull that stunt, because it wouldn't work. I got way too much testosterone running through me to be even putting up with that. I'm sorry. You ain't. I say, I'll show which one of you is a man today, and it sure ain't you.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
This is what I'm saying, though. Like, a lot of, like, it's cool to be a strong woman, but there's ways of doing it without being just a bitch.
But at the same time, you got to let a man be a man.
Exactly.
And
right. I mean, you can let
him
know
when
you
like
got
that.
To. Like, you let him know, you know.
You just got
to
know your role as a woman.
But you don't want to, like, you know, treat him like a bitch, because, I mean, you know, you got to let him be a man, like you said, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, and see, this is what we've gone back to the original topic. A lot of brothers be saying that. They get mad, and black women get mad when I say it, you know, or whatever. They say, you bashing black women. But I'm just telling you, I'm reporting you what black men tell me to say, hey, when they date non-black women, they don't have those problems.
At all. None.
At all. Every brother that I've ever dealt with never told me, man, that white girl, man, she's trying to tell me what to do. She's trying to run over me, or that Mexican girl, Puerto Rican girl, I never heard that, not one time.
You know, but I'm going to tell you,
it
still happened, but it's just not common, you know?
No, it don't, not in the area. I mean, I'm sorry, you haven't. You haven't been in a relationship with a black woman to know, and not all black women, of course, how some black women get down to trying to run things. You know, I hear what you're saying about, well, now everybody, you know, is like that.
Yeah, I'm just clarifying that, because I ain't trying to sound like, oh, yeah, you know, like, I'm just
sometimes
saying.
Sometimes you can find out just from interacting with them.
Yeah. Yeah,
not
you can
really
find
not
out.
Even being with them, just seeing how they treat their man when you're around them. You can just, you know, just tell just from there.
Exactly. You know, and
I've seen that happen, though, like, just treating the man, you know, like, really a complete bitch. And I mean, that's.
Yeah.
They be taking it too far sometimes, you know?
And then my biggest
issue
is
I actually seen, like, in public, like, this girl, like, she was just smacking this dude in the face. And, like, he was mad, but he didn't want to do nothing. Because if you hit her, hell breaks loose because you hit a woman.
Exactly.
And you go to jail for
but
that.
You know what, though?
Like,
you know, I've heard brother say one time, and that's why I like being on the radio. I wouldn't say this on YouTube. A brother told me one time, and I'm sorry he said this. He said, you know, Latinas are like black women with their real hair. And without the attitude. I'm like, wow, really, dude? Like, without
I'm shaking my head.
You shaking your head, but like I said, unless you're a black man to know what we're talking about, you won't understand. But he know what I'm talking about. That's why he's laughing. Hey, I'm sorry, man. Hey, brothers say all kind of stuff to me sometimes, and some things I say in the video and some things I won't. And that's one thing I just don't say in the video, you know, is that.
Yeah, everybody going to start flagging. Everybody going to say, oh, the hair and stuff. I mean, look, I can say that exact same
in the video, and it doesn't matter,
I mean,
you know.
I mean, I know, but at the same time, like, you know, I have, you know what, actually a black dude be inboxing me. He told me something about, I didn't really like it because, like, I mean, even though he was complimenting me, like, oh, Latinos have better hair than black women, I'm like, wait a minute, that's not a good way to be attracted to somebody just because they got better hair. Like, first of all, you can't control genetics. You can't control how you want your hair to either be nappy or to be this way, to be that way, you know? That's why
that's somebody approaching you in the wrong way. And see, like, in other words, what I'm saying is don't approach you like,
that's
oh,
what he's
like,
saying. That's how
like you basically you big up in you. They say, oh, well, you, as a Mexican woman, you're better than black women, and that's wrong.
Yeah,
because nobody's better than anybody.
Look,
if a man trying to approach you discrediting a woman that you don't even know, I'm like, that should be a turn off to any woman, because, like, dog, approach me to talk to me.
Just to put you on a pedestal just because of your hair?
Yeah,
that's
that ain't right.
The hair, like, it's
ain't
not
right.
You should be. Because, I mean, first, I got some friends, you know, that's black, and I got a real close friend. She's like my sister, right? She's black. So if you're saying that, that's really disrespectful to me, too, you know?
But they do have some brothers out there. They do. They are very disrespectful to black women, and they really don't have a whole lot of reason to. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some of them come out if they hurt. But then a lot of it is that some of them just really, really hate black women. And I tell them, not all black women are the same. Like I say, I keep bringing it back up. Prime example, my guest last week. This sister, you know, she don't believe in no weave and perm. She's Kimberly. She's very.
No, honestly,
elegant.
I think that
Kimberly
like
the realest one on there.
Yeah, she's like the one of the realest chicks on there. Oh,
yeah,
I love
her,
man. She's not the only one. Because I mean, like, who? It's another sister that's keeping real. Cerebral Madness, another one. I know her. She's real down sister, and she don't take no junk either. I don't know if you saw her channel before. And she put up some good videos. I know a lot of different sisters on YouTube that just keep it real.
Atlanta sister is kind of cool too, though.
Who?
Are you subscribed to her?
Who?
Atlanta sister.
No, I don't even know who she is. I'll check out.
Yeah, she real cool.
I don't know, but I mean, what I'm saying is, like, my opinion. Like, I think the hair, like, that's how I look at it. Instead of like being up like pessimistic about the hair, like, I look at it this way. Like, you know, when you have hair like that, it's like, no other race has that hair.
Exactly.
I mean? So you should, instead of being so negative and trying to, you know, it's like you got, like, you could puff up your hair. Like, you could do braids on the side and then, you know, afro puffs. I mean, you could do so much with that hair. It's just, I don't know why they trying to get,
My biggest issue, why not just embrace your natural beauty? That's the question that I have. I don't understand. You just said that's the first step in showing how much you love yourself. You just got to be able to embrace your natural beauty, and then that's a turnoff for most men if you're not embracing your hair. I mean, your God-given hair at that.
Exactly, because the thing is, what a lot of men complain about is, like, basically every other woman uses her natural hair, you know, period.
Exactly.
And the black woman's hair will grow just as much as any other woman's hair, but you can't be putting them chemicals in it. That, you know, chemicals are proven to break your hair off. It can give you alopecia. It can do you all kind of stuff, and I think, like I say, them chemicals are making them crazy.
I mean, it even killed somebody too.
Oh yeah, the chemicals. Like I said, I put the material safety data sheet on the thing, and they tell you what the chemicals do to you. The material safety data sheet. I put a lot of information on the video, and even though I put information,
seen the comments, they still didn't care. They still gonna put it in there.
No, I still got attacked for it. And I'm not even attacking you. I'm putting out information. One of my sisters told me, look, you can tell them putting cyanide on their head is wrong and it's going to kill them. They'll still do it to straighten their hair.
Yeah, you can tell them that they got acid in them things. They'll still, I mean, I'm just saying.
But let me get to my last portion of the show. So my new section of the show, I'm going to put the music on and I'm going to tell you what we're going to go into. So And here go the music. You'll figure it out. All right, the last portion of the show is, as you can hear, here come that bull-ish. And what it is I got a story of a woman being accused of having sex with her boyfriend's son who was 7 years old. Now, this chick, her name is Alicia Gaston of North Fairmont, confessed to engaging in sexual intercourse with a child by 8 p.m. on April 10, 2011. And basically, she got arrested for this. And she wants to claim that, you know, she has mental health issues. So, Latina, what do you think about that?
Oh, my God. Okay, so her boyfriend has sex with her 7-year-old son.
No, darling. The woman has sex with her boyfriend's 7-year-old son.
Oh, I got it mixed up. She got a lot of issues, first off.
And that's why I was telling y'all about them perms. It was a black woman.
Oh, really? I didn't even thought of that one.
I mean, I wasn't even looking at that. I mean, I was...
So my thing is, why her behind that underneath the jail? I'm not saying she didn't get arrested, but the only thing they said was she... let me scroll down and see what they're talking about here. She's 20 years old. Okay. And she was ordered to stay away from the boy when she appeared in court, and her bond was set at $75,000.
What?
Yeah. See, this is what I was talking about earlier about these females going crazy these days, and black men need to really be careful.
And you got cannibals too.
Yeah, now you got niggas eating people. Like, what's going on with black people? Niggas
going
crazy these days.
And fighting in the street with no clothes on.
Acting like you just from, you ain't got no sense. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, I mean, this, I mean, because if that would have been my son and she did that too, I said, man, you better hold the police to get you. I said, because I said, you trifling heifer. You know what I'm saying?
That's nasty. Who would even do that?
Man, you said the son was only 7 years old.
7 years right. old. Seven.
Oh man, yeah, she got issues. Yeah, something wrong with her. It gotta be.
She really got
no excuses on that one.
I mean, it's just crazy what's going on in this world today. I mean, what can go through a woman's mind to think, okay, man,
yeah,
that little 7-year-old boy look good. I'm gonna see if I can, you know,
yeah,
talk
like
to him.
Let me see what that look like. I'm gonna try that and see if that's what I usually get.
I mean,
7-year-old.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, and no man would even think that your girl would be trying to touch your son. I mean, I know.
Oh yeah, that's
people. I mean, that would never
right
cross
there.
Your mind. That would never cross your mind.
That's double standard though, because I mean, I think women get off the hook more sometimes, you know.
Well, I'm glad
when
you
it
said
comes
it.
To that kind of stuff, because they be thinking like when they hear, "Oh, a woman raped a boy," they be like, "Oh, it's not a big deal." But when a man rape a girl, it's like, ooh.
Yeah, they want
everybody
to
going crazy.
Kill a cat, you know.
Everybody
want
to kill them, right?
Like I was saying before, just they feel, well, they can't penetrate anything, so I guess it makes it not as bad, you know. But a man says he can penetrate. That's what makes it so bad. I'm like, man, the law should be the law, period. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm like,
he's going to be just as scarred as the girl.
Then if you look at this chick, I mean, if you look at the picture of this chick, shoot, I'd be scarred too. I'm scarred looking at her picture. You should see
her
picture.
Did she look crazy?
Hey, she
man,
ugly.
Hold on. Let me copy this link and I'll put it in that chat room. If you pull that chat room up, you'll see the link. I'm putting the link up right.
Oh, hold on, man. I mean, look, I don't have my, I'm just on the phone. I ain't got that, you
Okay,
I'll get to the chat. I'm on the page right now. I can see what the chat thing is.
I put the link in there. If you copy and paste it, you'll see this female, what she looked like. And Latina, I guess I have to send it. Matter of fact, I have to send it to you through a YouTube inbox. Since I'm up on the computer actually right now. Let me see here if I can get to this part. So you can see this broad and you'll be like, oh my God, like
God
really?
God damn. Man, she really needed some dick, man. That's why she... That's sick, though, for real.
Yeah, why...
She
was
that desperate. She was that desperate.
Yeah. Yeah, she was pretty
unless the boyfriend was withholding something from her, she just said, forget it, I'm going to get it from your boy.
Well, I don't get it. Oh, wait, nah, because she had a boyfriend, and I don't get that for real, like...
Yeah, that don't make no sense. And then she admitted that she has a mental illness too.
Well, her attorney, from what I see here, saying that he expressed skepticism in court that a 7-year-old child could physically engage in sexual intercourse and said mental issues are involved. Yeah, every time a woman does something. Oh, it's an excuse. She has a mental illness, but when a guy rapes a girl. You know, why he don't have a mental illness then? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
like, just like the female teachers that sleep with the students. They don't even look at that bad either.
You know why they don't look at it? Because same thing. If it's a female teacher, oh no, it's not that bad. But if it's a male coach sleeping with one of them little girls, put him underneath the jail.
That is true.
I mean, I'm sick of these double standards in society.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to men, if you're going to make a law, be fair. But, you know, these laws and stuff, and when the penalties are a judge's discretion, it's not the saying in the books, oh, you can get this no matter what. The judge can say, well, you know, she's a woman. She didn't really insert
anything.
She's going to
get a tap on the wrist.
You know.
Hey, I'm clicking on the link right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to it.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let me see.
You seen that chick?
She just looked real mad.
Her hair, you know, like, what's up with her hair? She like she got a messed up dry perm.
Hey, Philip, I sent you a message to your YouTube account. Just put it in my link. It should be under JoJoStar22 because I wrote you not too long ago.
You got that tattoo.
Yeah, on my arm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Okay, I got you. I seen it. Anyway, somebody just sent me a PM. I don't know what else they sent me a PM about. Oh, anyway, okay. That's cool. But these females these days, they're going crazy. They're killing, they're raping, they're pillaging.
Right.
It's like,
they get
them. And I don't understand.
Crazy, boy.
And you got people eating people's faces now.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that
you know, somebody
that
look,
took me out.
Did you hear about like that person had like, you know, did that prank? You pretend to be that zombie, and I mean, you could get killed for that. Like people will actually think that you a zombie. You get shot. I mean, you heard about that?
I heard something about some zombie situation.
Yeah. That's really dumb, though.
But you know that whole cannibal stuff been going on, just like Jeffrey Dahmer. I used to live across the street from Jeffrey Dahmer back when I lived in Milwaukee. Yes.
Damn.
He went after my around that time when he was alive. He went after my oldest brother, but luckily he got away. Jeffrey Dahmer used to eat people too.
I know. I heard about him though. I mean he cut people open. He drilled holes on their
well,
head.
He was,
he
but as a kid.
On
he started off when he was a kid. He used to kill dead animals and open
animals
up the inside. That's how it started.
Yeah, that's nasty as hell.
He didn't live long.
He raped them.
Yeah, they killed him
in
jail.
Yeah, he didn't live long at all.
And hey, Philip, you know the guy that killed him in jail, his brother lived in Austin.
Oh, really?
I ran into him. Yeah, he's living in Austin.
Running into crazy people.
Man, yeah. Well, how you meet all these crazy people?
Right.
I'd rather meet celebrities or something, or somebody that can give me a business deal. I don't want to meet them crazy folks. Are they really? Some of that crazy DNA may be in them. I don't meet them. They're like, I'm Jeffrey Dahmer's cousin. I'm like, okay, stay the hell away from me. You know?
Right.
You gotta be cautious nowadays. You might get ate up. You never know.
Right.
That's why I try to stay working out, stay hitting the weights and doing my thing, because you know, you never know who you will run into. Like the other day. Hey, check it out. Like the other day, I'm on there, you know, I'm working my biceps. I look up and they had this guy show up. It was a white guy. Old white guy. I didn't think nothing of it. Something told me, look, pay attention to the guy. I look at his tattoos. This cat had all these Aryan Brotherhood tattoos on him and stuff like that. I started laughing like for real. Like, it was comical to me. I say, because how you got a bunch of tattoos on you saying, I hate niggers? And then like, niggas don't care about you, fool. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm a nigga right in front of you, don't care. I say, as long as you don't tell me nothing stupid, ain't going to be a problem. He didn't say nothing to me funny or whatever. You know, I don't know, maybe he could have been in the Aryan Brotherhood long time ago and got out of it. I don't know. He didn't say a word to me, so that's the only thing I care about. You can walk around here saying you hate niggas all day long. That's cool. You know, I hate some niggas too. You know, but, you know, maybe not in the way you hate them, you know, but I hate some of them too, the way they act and how they make other black men look bad. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just funny how some people are, man. It's some things I see out there. You know, and you know, being in public with all them tattoos, looking like a fool. And then the killing part about it, if he even get in a pushing match with somebody, you know, me as a black man can say, oh, it's a hate crime because of them tattoos.
Did you hear about that stickers that have been on the back of people's car? Because, you know, Obama was supposedly reelected. Somebody had some on the back of their sticker said, don't renege or something like that. Did you hear anything about that?
Yeah, I remember that. Now, it talks about Obama. I'm not even defending him no more. I'm not coming to his aid. I'm not saying nothing about him no more.
I don't know about, you know, candidates. I really don't pay attention to that. They end up not even, like, they all the same to me. I don't vote.
My biggest issue about Obama is he's quick to go help everybody else. He makes sure to help everybody else's community. He don't help his own. Now that's the truth.
See,
you know,
but if you think about it, he just a
if you think about
that
it,
I
look he helps he helped the gays. He did help the Latino community. He helps women. You know, he helped everybody else, white women or whatever. He helped everybody else, but you don't help your own. And black people is the one that got their behinds out there when you first got out there campaigning.
Yeah.
You don't see niggas out there
campaigning. He's the reason why they in office.
You don't see niggas.
Wearing the T-shirts and
everything. Well, no, because if white people wouldn't have voted him in office, he wouldn't have got in, because it's not enough for us in this country to put anybody in office. That's to be real. A lot of white people got on board with it, too. You know, if white people ain't cool with you, you're not getting in office, because it's more of them than you. And a lot of niggas don't vote no way.
Hey.
You know that.
Yeah.
Shoot. Well, shoot, a lot of Latinos and a lot of Mexicans don't do it either. I ain't voting. They don't do nothing for me. You know? Shoot, they ain't paying my bills. I ain't got time to take off work to vote.
See, that's why I say Mexican and black people got a whole lot in common.
Yeah, they got a whole lot in common. They got a whole lot
in common. We're on the same boat.
Exactly. We all like to eat good. We all like to party. You know, maybe the different music sometimes. We all like to party. We all like to drink. You know? I mean,
I go
to plenty of Mexican parties and I enjoy myself all the way. The boy, when you go to a Mexican party and everybody cool, hey, like, I love going to some of them. Would be like, hey, you know, they see you come in, come on, come get you some fajitas and some
they know how to get down and party.
Yeah, you want something to drink and like, shoot, yeah, I want them to drink. You know, so shoot, man, I've been to plenty of parties and events and everybody cool. I've been the only black man in the room. I don't care about this. Some black people get it like, man, I feel uncomfortable. I don't. Nobody telling me nothing crazy.
No black folks in there.
Yeah,
ain't
that's how it
there.
Is when I be with black folks too, you know. But I mean, both is cool, you know, Mexicans and black people.
But with black people, the thing is with black people, we more accepting though, more than what most people think. You know, it's like if our family think you cool, then even if our family like don't like something we doing, they still be cool with it and we cool with it. That's what I've noticed. You know, like any other person come in the black community, they cool with it. But now black people going to other people's community, sometimes it's a little more difficult. But with that said, Latina, I want to thank you for coming on the show. and appreciate I appreciate your time and all your efforts, and keep going ham on your videos, because I like him.
Yeah, keep it up and keep it straight real.
Don't
I appreciate that. I appreciate that love,
coat.
You know.
Sugarcoat nothing for no niggas.
No sugarcoat, no nothing.
Nah, nothing, nah. Yeah. No sugar, nothing. Raw.
Yeah.
No give sugar.
Give sugar to your man. Everybody else, give it to him raw.
Hey, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give it to him raw like with no condom. So. You know how it is. It always feels better when it's raw. So. Anyway, I appreciate everybody listening, and thank Miss Lott for coming on. And I'll schedule another episode. Keep looking out for it. And thank you for listening. All right, everybody. Holla at you.
All right, I'll catch up with y'all, man.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Bye.